We are learning Mesechta Babasra Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. We are beginning four lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph at the end of the line. Amar Rava. We learned the Shita of Rechem Hebraica that he holds that if you give Yerusha to Ben Ben Habanim, you pick out a son out of all the sons, you say he should get all the money, or a Bas Ben Habanim, so if he has no son, says the daughter should get all the money, it works. Because the Maisa there, Yerush. But the Maisa, what's Pshat? It's still Master Basra Kuf Torah, because everyone's supposed to be Yerush. So Amar Rava, my time to Yerucham Hebraica. Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'hoyah b'yoyim ha'achiloy ha'zbanav. Loshan ha'achiloy sounds like he is doing it. It's just saying the Pasuk, b'yoyim she'yanchilu banav, the day that the children are Yerush. Why is it he's giving the Yerusha? It shows that he has a certain control of it. Ha'tayr nosno rashush la'av l'hanchil chomish yirtza. The Torah gave rashush to the father to give the Yerusha to whoever he wants. And that's the Makar, that he could give the Yerusha Ben Ben Abanam. The Rishbam actually speaks out that if you hold like the one Sad in Tanakamba, that Pshat in Rav Yechon Rebreka is that even an Ach Mokim Bas or a Bas Mokim Ben, you also learn from this Pasuk, that B'yem Achila, he has a right to give it to the next Yerush from this Pasuk. Omle Abaya, I have a different Makar. We need that Pasuk. I have a Makar like this. It says, Hom La Yuchel Avakanafka. The Pasuk says that I am now allowed to take away the Pishnayim from the Bukhar. That means even though the Bukhar and all the Yarshim are equal Yarshim, all the sons, I cannot say that I'm not giving Pishnayim to the Bukhar. Mashma, that I could do for other brothers, I could take away the Yerusha. Only the Bukhar I can't take away his Yerusha. So that alone is a diak that I am allowed to do this, that I'm able to do this. First of all, you see you can't do it to the Bukhar, but you do see that you could do it to the other brothers. Like the Rebbe Rashbam says, the Hachi Mashma Bukhar la yuchla have him a Bukhar la Khalakhim. The Bukhar I can't take away and give it to other brothers. Avashar Nachasov, Beloy Khalik Bukhar, Yachalan Khalo Akhambala, you could give it to all the sons. So the question Abai asks is, what do we need the Pasik? Why you be a machiloi? I have la yuchul of Akar. So Gemara says, Gemara's being a Braisa, why we need both? Who boil like a talent and a Braisa? And Bechana or Mishum Rav Eliezer, and Bechana says Shem Rav Eliezer, Ma Talmud Loimar, La Yucha Levaker. Why does it say the Pasuk La Yucha Levaker? And this question is, we have a Pasuk that says, Bechara Ben Asnu Yakir. We don't need La Yucha Levaker. It says clearly that he should get the Bechara. So Tarot says like this, Fish Nemar, it says, V'ha Yavim Achila Yisbanov, which says that you're allowed to take away the Yerush of one of the sons and give it to one son, so you would say it's a kavachemer, but I didn't have a kavachemer. Well, my pashut sheyofa kaychay. A pashut, his yerusha is a strong yerusha. Shenoyto b'royal kemuchzik. He takes even in potential income, just like a muchzik. And so he's stronger than a bechor. Bechor doesn't take pishnayim in the potential. He only takes the muchzik. Still, even though the pashut is stronger, had tayra nosna reshus laav lahachol chamish yirtzah. Still, the father gave Torah gave the rishus to the father to take it from one of the sons and give it to one son. Bechar shahayre kaychay, a bechar that's weaker in his kaychay rusha. She'ena noita b'roy kumuchzik. He cannot take. He doesn't take in the roy. He doesn't take in the potential like a muchzik. Lo kalshkein. So of course his bechar is weaker. So of course I could take it away from him. Tamaloyma lo yuchel avaker that you can't take it away from the bechar. So afraid to Gemara Kasha, which really is a bias Kasha, but Yom Liyuchul Avaker. So just say Liyuchul Avaker, and I'll know automatically that the only one I can take away from is from the Bechar, but everyone else I could take away. Ma time lev hoi b'yam mechila is bana, shiyocha me kalcham elaway, v'lo yidinu. Ma Bechar, ma dach lepishnayim, shahoi rekoichoi, it's weaker, she'ina noita b'roi kumuchzik, it does not take a potential income like a muchzik, it only takes in a muchzik. And still the Torah says you cannot change that. Pashut, shiyofa koyach, a pashut that has more koyach, it takes the potential. Like Koshkin, Tam loymar, Vahoyav yom echila yezbanov, hatayra nosno rishus laav, lahancho lachomish yirtza. The Pasuk teaches us, no, they does have rishus to give it to anyone who wants. So basically, we need both psukim. Because if only said Vahayu B'yom Achila Ezbanav, which teaches us that you could pick out a Ben Ben Ebanim, so you would say for sure Bechara could do that. Bechara is a weaker type of Yerusha, because you don't take Baraya. And if you only said Lo Yuchel Avaker, then we have to say Lo Yuchel Avaker. that you can't take away from Mechara. You only say you can't take away from Mechara, I would say, yeah, by Pasha, the son's Yerusha you can't take away. You can't take away the Mechara, which is weaker, because therefore you need V'hoi Yibayim Achila. So Abayi's kasha was, why you need Yibayim Achila? This is the reason why you need it. The Braisa says why. Because you said Lo Yuchul Avaker, you would say, I should learn out from Bechar. If Lo Yuchul Avaker, I'll learn out from Bechar, and say, just like deer, I can't switch it. So if so, I Pasha, which is a strong Yerusha, can't switch it. Therefore you need Pasik, V'hoi Yibayim Achila. No, why? Why?
You can't take it away from this.
Right.
What do you mean? You can pick out one son.
Right. What?
You're only giving the Bukhar.
Right, if he has a Bukhar. If he has a Bukhar, he can't take it away, right? Exactly. He has to give him Prishnaim at least, yeah. He give the rest, I guess, to the other son. The rest, he could do that, yeah.
You can't choose one.
Bukhar has to get.
He can't do Bukhar.
Right, he can't choose one and not give the Bukhar. He can't do that, no. Omar Rav Zreik, Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Chanino, Omar Rabbi, Halacha ka Rabbi Yechon and Mabreika. They paskin like Rabbi Yechon and Mabreika. Omar Le Rav Abba, Hoyre Itma. The way I have the memory is that Rabbi didn't say Halacha and Mabreika. He paskin in Halacha Lamaisa case like Rabbi Yechon and Mabreika. But Maika Mifli, what's the Machlaikas? Mar Sovar, Halacha Adifo, Mar Sovar, Maisa Rab. So the Mechalik definitely is what the memory was. Mar Shmila Hachim. What's the Nafka Mina and what it really means? What's the Nafka Mina? Nafka Mina is, on one hand, you could say that Halacha Adifa. You know why? Because if you see a story where you pass him away, you don't know all the details. There might be other mitigating details that change the situation. It doesn't mean we do for sure pass him that way. It's not for sure. So therefore, Halacha is better. On the other hand, when you say Halacha Rebbe Rebbe, maybe just talking and learning. Talk and learn and say, well, come up with a sugya as halacha. Who said he would actually do a maisa that way? And therefore, a maisa is better. So therefore, that's the nafka mina in the two gerses, that there are some milas to a maisa, and there are some milas to a halacha. And we'll see as we go along, there were certain Amarayim who said, only list to me if I say a certain way. And where it says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein lemeitim halacha, loim pi Talmud, you cannot learn a halacha from Talmud, which means if the Rebbe is learning Derech Limudah, and he says Mestaver, time of the Pliny, so you cannot learn out from there. The Talmidim can't learn out from there. Halacha Lamaisa, because maybe if you came to a Maisa, you'd be medakting more. So Ein Lameidim Loyim Pia Talmud means talking and learning, huh? Loyim Pia Talmud, yeah. That's what I mean. Loyim Pia Talmud. They can't learn if you're learning a sugya. And what does it say about you?
Limud.
Okay, same thing. That if you're learning a sugya, you cannot paskin halacha from that. Leipi maisa. You also can't paskin if you see a maisa, because you see a maisa, you have to know all the details. You're not sure, maybe you're making a mistake. So when can you paskin? Actually, yom ruloi halacha la maisa. Until he tells you halacha la maisa. And sha'al va'om ruloi halacha la maisa. You ask him, the Rebbe, and it says, this is halacha la maisa. Yelch v'yasa maisa. You could do. You don't have to ask every time anymore. Now, anytime that ma'isa comes for you, you can pass it like that, halacha ma'isa. Well, vach lo yadam, you shouldn't compare milsa la milsa. Right? You shouldn't compare two things to each other. Only the exact same thing. Right? The Gemara, that's true. The whole Torah kula is all the time we maven davam tech davam. That's what it means. It says, chokhba bina badas. Bina means that you maven davam tech davam. You can understand something from something else. So the Chayra, we always do that. By treifas, you can't compare one treifa to another treifa, because not every treifa is the same. Italian to the brisa, in every treifa is zu daim lezu. They say, oh, this is similar to that. V'al tama. So yichaytchem mekan. If you cut something in this area, we're talking about near the shemis agidim. The Rashbam says, chaytchem mekan umesa, he'll die. Chaytchem mekan, you cut off this piece, v'chaysa he'll live. So it comes to treifas, there's all different parts of the animal that you can't bring it one right to another one. So it means vachal yadama means in hilchos treifas you can't yadama one thing to another thing, but everything else you could. So now bottom line is we're saying if I tell you halacha lemaisa, you ask me is this what's the halacha lemaisa, and I say this is halacha lemaisa, you can go with that and always pass like that, unless it's a yadama milsa lemilsa. Only Rav Asi Rav Yechanan. So Rav Asi said to Rav Yechanan, ki omalon mar halacha. Hachi Navid, Hachi Navid Maisa. If so, Rasi asks Rabbi Yechon, will you tell us something's halacha? How should we fear it? Should we do it or not? Amar, he said, Loi Savidu Adamina Halacha Maisa. Don't do it until I say the words halacha Maisa. If you say halacha, it's not enough. That means I'm coming out that, like that and learning. If I say halacha l'maisa, I mean that you could take that halacha and put it into practice. Omlu Rav l'rapapa v'l'rav huna brei d'rav Yeshua. Rav told his talmid l'rapapa rav huna brei Yeshua ki also piska dina didi l'kamaychu. If a psak din of mine comes in front of you, which means a lot of times they wrote down the psak din after Bezda makes the psak din, they write it down and it came in front of you and you see the shtar and it makes no sense to you. V'chazisa v'epircha, you see a pircha. So I'm telling you what to do. Loisik ru'uhu adas yisul kamay. Don't rip it up until you come in front of me. Because it is the time of aminulchu. If I have a reason, I'll tell you the reason why I'm shouting this. V'loi, if not, hadar nabi. I'll be chayzer. Now the Mukyetz speaks out. If we're saying he could be chayzer, then obviously we're talking about the mistake they're finding over here is a toye v'dvar mishnah. It's not stam a mistake, because it's just a mistake in Shikol Adas. The loch is, that's Kam Dina. I'll read you what it says in the Mukyesh. It says, Pircha, Shayiniru Lehem, Ketoye, Bidvar Mishnah. If they see something that looks like a mistake, the Kaimalon, the Hoda Dina. We pass in such a case, the Choyz on the Din. Behind the Kamar, be less li taima, if I don't have a reason, I'll be Bechoyzer. I'll read you in the Mukyesh. If the Ilu Betoye, Bishikol Adas, the Kaimal, the Kam Dina. You can't rip it off. So he's saying like this that the Talmidim found Toyer Dvar Mishnah. So he says, still don't rip it up. Come to me, and if I have a tar, it's good. If not, I'll be chayzer. What happens lachamisa? You don't have Rav to ask lachamisa. Loy mikra sekru. Don't rip it up. But don't learn from there. Loy mikra sekruina. Don't rip it up. The avaya hasam don't have amina luchutayma. If I was there, maybe I'll tell you the reason, and you also may have to find the reason. But migmar not really sigmarne, but don't learn out from there either. The ain ledayin amasha ain of royas. You're only passing what you see. If you don't see it, don't learn from there. Don't rip it up, but don't learn from there. And again, here also Mukyesa says la chamisa loisikar. Don't rip it up. Why? The shema misi kayim and marti by tam or the shema gamatim to tzvayim. You'll find the reason. Oy machar ezatam v'lav medina hoya oy melahem kach. And that's not medin. I'm shum kavoidah. Zo kavoidah. So talmud chayev l'rav to lister as dvarav. The kivin shekain, since it's not so possible, is sigmar mene b'maisa achar fil koyse mamish. Why? Because ein ledayin elo masha ein avrayis. And the Rishbam brings down how we know that from the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk of Divrei Hayomim and says, "Vayoyemel hashoyf dim ruu ma'atem oisim ki loy lo adam tishpatu ki lashem v'imachem b'dvar mishpat." Loshen Lashem v'imachem, v'imachem edvar mishpa means that you have a big, when it comes to din, you have a big say, and ein l'dayinam, you only have masha ein of royois, and therefore, you can't, if you don't see, you have a kash on this psak, don't pass like that. Don't rip it up, because I'm not here to answer, to defend it, but don't learn from there for another halacha.